out very soon that that is not the case. At that particular moment, a voice spoke, saying, "These words are for you, O King. Your kingdom is departed from you." He was driven from men to dwell in the field, eat the grass the same hour. And we find that now Babylon is now on a decline. Nebuchadnezzar ruled until 562, followed by upon the throne by his son, Evil-Merodach. Evil-Merodach reigned for 2 years in Babylon and was assassinated. And we find that his brother-in-law, succeeded him in 560. He died about 556 and was followed by his infant son, Labishi-Marduk. The infant was slain by conspirators who placed one on the throne in his place, and his name was Nabonidus, and he reigned from 556 to 539. You can see on this particular slide the map of Babylon, how the empire was so great, and it included all the way down to Egypt and all the way in this whole region of area. But I want you to notice the empire of Media up above, what a vast one that was. And we're going to see some things that's going to take place along that line. But we see the rise of Persia at this particular time. Cyrus rose to power in a small kingdom of Persia in 559. At this time, Persia was under the control of the growing might of the Median Empire. And we saw what a great empire that was. And Persia was under that control at that particular time. And this is, it's kind of hard to see this, but this was the area where Cyrus ruled. It was in this area right in here at that particular time. Nabonidus from Babylon made an alliance with Cyrus to counter the Median threat, and he took Tema in northern Arabia and made it a second capital in addition to the one there in Babylon. There is some belief that Nabonidus favored the moon god Sin, I guess that's the way it's pronounced, over the god of Babylon, and the god of Babylon would have been Marduk. And you noticed that some of the infant sons and even some of the others who ruled had Marduk at the end of their names. Nabonidus failed to attend an annual ceremony that they had every year. And what you would do, the king, whoever the prince was, at that prince of the country, ruler, was the one who had to go to these ceremonies, and there he would pledge, you might say, his dedication to Marduk. He would pledge his subjection to that particular god. This was something only the king could do. But Nabonidus left activities in Babylon in the care of his son Belshazzar, and he did not do that, and so that was a problem that actually he would encounter because of that. In 550, the Median Persian armies met in battle, And Cyrus conquered the Median army and made himself monarch over the empire, which he named Medo-Persian. Nabonidus quickly sought alliance with Lydia, and with the Egyptians, but there was to no avail. In 546, Cyrus added the kingdom of Lydia to his empire. He then turns his attention to Babylon. And as we look further at his attention to Babylon, we see that the Media Empire, which will become the Medo-Persian Empire, will include all of us as time goes by. If you remember, this is that statue that was Nebuchadnezzar's first dream, and how that the head of gold was the Babylon Empire, and the silver, the chest area and arms would be the silver, would be the Medo-Persian Empire. Bronze would be the Grecian Empire, this area down here, and iron and clay would be the Roman Empire. Then if you remember, there was a stone that was cut without hands, became a great mountain. Let me back up here. What happened? I cut it off, folks. Can y'all back me up? Sorry. But as you remember, that statue was there. The head was of gold, and that represented Babylon at that particular time. Well, I fixed it right, didn't I? I can do that without any problem with electronics. My phone is in the same shape. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so what we find is now Babylon is gone. You might say, or will be real soon. We find that now we're going to have the Medo-Persian Empire that's going to be coming to light in the next short time. And this is the Media Empire, of course, Babylon. This is also Lydia, and of course Egypt down here, and all of this is going to turn into the Medo-Persian Empire as time progresses along. And we're going to find that the prophecies of these prophets, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and all of these, are written for our learning, so that we will know how to do God's will, how to perform it to the letter, and obey it. And we need to keep those kind of things in mind throughout our lives. Anybody got a comment? Open for anything I'd like to comment. Well, I'm about finished, folks. I went a little bit fast, I guess. But I appreciate those who made comments, and I hope that you can obtain something from this particular story and learn that God is in control. I can't stress that enough among our lives as well. Keep that in mind as you go through your life. Thank you very much. And we'll stop the class now.